Okay. Okay, we left off last time with an introduction to the topic of Moser, we have a very, very basic machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos in the world of Shchita, where we have a din that a machalal Shabbos farhesia is possible for Shchita. He's considered to be a mumar l'chola Torah kula, and we view him as a goy in terms of Hilchos Shchita. He doesn't have the Kedushas Yisrael, which is necessary to make a proper Shchita. The question is, what within the Chilul Shabbos of Farhesia is the core? And so we saw that according to Tosfos, one has to be Machal Shabbos of Farhesia three times. Well, according to the Rambam, it's enough if one does it once. Namely, that according to the Rambam, a Maisa Avera Chamura, Chilul Shabbos is an undermining of the bris between Ka Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, undermining one's faith in Briyas HaOlam. So that alone is enough. Even one time is mafkia you, takes you out of the category of being kosher l'shchita. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, one requires a darga of rishus, and rishus is something that we see is the character of the individual, which comes about by his being mechalel Shabbos v'Hesia three times. The Rav Soloveitchik posited when he learned this machokas that they differ in terms of when you have a situation where you have a maisa avera chamura, but you don't yet have a darga of rishus, what exactly is the posel in terms of shchita? And he asked the question, well, what if we have the opposite situation? What if we have an individual who is a rasha, but he hasn't done a maisa avera chamura? And the example that he gave of such an individual would be our moser. That if one looks at the way that the Rambam postulates the dinim of Moser, he uses very, very strong language, both in Hilchos Tshuva and in Hilchos Mamrim and in Hilchos Tfilin regarding the Moser, that he is the individual who is אלו שאין להם חלק בעולם הבא, אלו נכרסים ועובדים ונידונים על גודל רשעם וחטאתם. And in that list we have the Moser. The Moser is the one who is considered to be Godel Risham Bachatasan. Similarly in Hilchos Mamrim, he speaks about Ve'elu Einam Bichlal Yisrael, right? The Mosrim Vahamumarim. And in Hilchos Tfilin, he deals with the fact that someone who is not Ma'amin in Tfilin, like the Moser, is considered to be possible for to write tefillin. So what should come out then, in other words, if you were to ask what would be the halacha of a moser in terms of hilchos shchita, we would expect that in other words, well, maybe even just to take it one step further, within Baba Kama, if we were to be asked what exactly is the maisa avera of mesira, to tell the authorities that a certain Jew has a property which would bring about their taking it away from the Jew. What level of avera do we have? Excuse me? L'chora, it's a din of grama. In other words, if we just move a little ahead to Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, we have over there question in the Gemara. And the second wide line, in the middle of the line, it says, Boya Meimar, Asu Takonas Nigzal B'masur Olo. Let's assume that we have a situation where it's clear that an individual was Moser on another Jew, but the question is, how much loss did he cause that other Jew? Normally we have a din of Hamotzi B'chev of Haraya, but we have a takana of Nigzal. If something was stolen from an individual, then he is allowed to take a Shvuas Nishba V'notel in terms of how much was taken from him. So the question is, did they make that takana also by a Moser, that the person who was the victim of the Moser, can be nishba how much he lost, and then collect it. So the Gemara continues, Aliba namando amar lo daininan dina digarmi, lo tiboilach, de misiris name, lo dainina. Ela kiti boilach, aliba namando amar daininan dina digarmi. Also tekanas nigzal bemosur, or not. Namely, that the world of Moser is a world of it's like a super grumma. There's a grumma on which there's a machlokas that maybe it is actionable in court. Grumma itself is chayev bidei shamayim, but not bidei adam. But maybe there's like a grumma that is more connected to the perpetrator, and on that, daininan. So that's the context over here in which we deal with Moser on Daf Samach Beis. Our Tosfos on Daf Hey Amir Aleph sends us Lemiute Moser. He sends us to a Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amir Aleph, which points out, and Tosfos simply mentions Afilu Aman Delo Doin Dina Digarmi Mechayev Remishum Knas. That in other words, that Moser maybe under the din of under the din of Garmi, and if Garmi is not actionable, so then this individual would be Chayev Midraban. So just to see the Gemara inside, if you look at the Kuf Tet Zayin Amid Beis, towards the bottom, if you look four lines from the bottom, and Dafkuf Tetzayinim and Beis, the line begins, Ahu Gavra, the Achvei Akarya Dechiti, the Bei Resh Galusa. That someone had informed the authorities about a certain storehouse of Chitim that had been in the house of the Resh Galusa, that because of that it was taken away. Also, Lekame de Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the head of the dayan of the Resh Galusa. Chiyevei Rav Nachman l'shlumei. Yosef, Rav Yosef Achorei de Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Yosef Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Kame de Rav Nachman, Amalei Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Rav Nachman, Dina Oknasa. In other words, again, that we're dealing over here with this thin line between Dina de Garmi and a Knas. And similarly on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, we also have situations over there, a whole, it's about 15 lines from the top. There's a two dots on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Ahu da achve ataksa de Rabbi Abba. That someone pointed out to the authorities a certain item of jewelry that belonged to Rabbi Abba. Yosef Rav Avohu, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Yosef Rav Yiloi Gabayu, Sofer Lechiyuve, and they said, well, you know, the question is it a knas? Is it not a knas? In other words, those are the sugyas that we find in terms of Moser. So Moser, clearly, we see in the Rambam, is an individual, he's a Rasha. But in terms of the Maisa Avera, we're not dealing over here with a lav. We're not dealing over here with a Maisa Avera Chamura. So what should be the din in terms of Shechita? Should this Moser be allowed to shecht? Or should he not be allowed to shecht? L'chora, we would say, it should be a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. That according to Tosfos, that which counts is the status of Rishus, right? That when you mechal Shabbos three times, you get to a status of Rishus. So the Moser is defined as a Rasha. According to the Rambam, that we need a Maisa Avera Chamura, like Chilul Shabbos, a Moser l'chora is not a Maisa Avera Chamura. That's what we find in the Ramah. The Ramah in Hilchos Shechita and Perek Beis, Siftes, quotes two deos, what is the status of a Moser? Dino kamumar, ushrita sopsula, o yesh machshirim. The Taz over there understood, the question is this mumar, is this Mosur, like a mumar leteyavon? A mumar leteyavon is someone who can shecht, but we need someone else to check the knife. Mumar leteyavon is someone who tries to cut corners out of, because of expenses, because of laziness. So we're afraid that he's not going to check the knife properly. So he's allowed to shecht if someone else checks the knife. So the Taz understood that the Masur over here would have the status of Mumur L'Teyavon. But the Shach and the Kudas HaKesef points out, no. You know, we're talking over here that the Musar is a Mumar Lahachis. We're viewing him like the Mumar Lachala Torah Kula. We're viewing him like the Machal al Shabbos. So what would be the Halacha? So the Ramah says there are two deos. One day that he's Pasul, one day that he's Kasher. Says the Gra, the day that he's Pasul is the Ri. The day that he's Machshir is the Rambam. Namely, that this fits in exactly to our framework. Why am I saying all of this? Because on Daf Heyam at Aleph, the Gemara wants to distinguish between a Masur, wants to explain, I'm sorry, why Rabbi Chia, who went ahead and counted 24 Avos Nezikin, why he didn't count 25, why he didn't count the Moser. So in terms of the Mefagil, we explained he's not talking about Kodshim, but the Moser, my time alotani, so the Gemara says, Shiny Moser de Dibura. But we find that he does count cases of Dibur. He counts Motzi Shemra, he counts Eid Zomeim. So Gemara says, oh, those are Dibur de Isbuhu Ma'asa, and this is a Dibur She'embo Ma'asa. So perhaps, I'm just suggesting that according to the Rav's framework, that the uniqueness of the Moser is that we have a Rasha without a Ma'isa Avera. So that's what the Gemara over here means, a Dibur de Isbe Ma'isa, and a dibur de lesbe ma'aseh. A dibur de isbe ma'aseh means we're dealing with a dibur which is in conjunction with a ma'isa avera chamura, motzi shemra. In other words, that we're dealing over here with a sheker gas, you know, some purely lying, hu adin, in terms of edim zomimim. We're dealing with a sana b'reyacha et shaker. So we're dealing with a ma'isa avera chamura. Hamasha Enkein in the world of we're dealing with lavin. We're dealing with that which may be Neseres Adibros. The Moser, we don't have a lav. It's dibur, but without a ma'asa avera. And so that is not considered to be just as such an individual, according to the Rambam, is still kosher to be a shochet. So also in the world of Nezikin, it's not considered to be an av mazik. To be an av mazik, you need an individual who would at least be doing a Maisa Avera Chamura. At least it should be a Lav, as opposed to a Grama or a Gami or a Knas. Okay? Tov, that's in terms of the lists of the Avos Nezikin. Then the Gemara continues and returns to the Mishnah, six lines from the bottom. Lo Hare Hashor Kare Hamave, says the Mishnah of Lo Hare Hamave Kare Hashor. The Gemara asks, Mai Ka Amar, what over here is the Mishnah coming to teach us? Amar Rav Zvid, Mishmei de Rav, Achi Kamar, Lichtav Rachman Achadu V'teisi Idach Minei. Sorry. Hadar Amar, Chadam Echad Lo Asya. That the Lo Harei is coming to be Mafkia, a Hav Amina, that you could learn one Av Mazik out from the other. Kamash Malan, Lo Hare, you can't learn them out one from the other. There's not enough of a common denominator to learn them out one from the other. Why is the Gemara over here asking Lo Hare? Isn't this obvious what the Mishnah is telling us? So Tosfos points out, Mishum de lo matzi le perushe, hai Lo Hare, kishar Lo Hare she b'shas. In other words, that this is an unusual usage of the idiom Lo Hare. What is Lo Hare? How is it usually used in Shas? Tosfos just takes for granted, we know Shas. And we know how Lo Hare is used usually in Shas, and this is the exception. How is Lo Hare usually used?
When you're trying to learn out one from two different things, you see each one has a chumrah that you can't.
The Lo Hare is being used to create a Bameh Hatzad. In other words, the Lo Hare, if we have two things that there are certain differences between them, we say that since they both have the same halacha, the differences are irrelevant. In other words, we use the Lo Hare. In order to remove a pircha, to remove a question, remove a question from a kal vachomer, to remove a question from a hekesh. In other words, we use the Lo Hare to straighten the curves, to make everything straight. Here, the Lo Hare is dafka used to break a tzad hashava. It's used in the opposite direction. So that's what Tosafot points out. That's why the Gemara over here asks, "My ko amar." Okay, so then the Gemara continues, in the Mishnah, that the Havamin of the Mishnah was, well, maybe we can't learn out one from one, we can learn out one from two. And the Mishnah says, no, you can't even learn out one from two. Comes along Rava and says it's not really totally correct. Rava says that if we're going to use Bor as one of the two, whatever we're going to add to Bor will create a Tzad HaShaveh that will bring in all the other Avos Nezikin, except maybe Keren. Maybe Keren, yes. Maybe Keren, no. Right? The Gemara has two deos. As Yukuhu B'meh HaTzad Levad MiKeren, Dika L'Mifrach Malakulu Shekeimu Adem Mitchilasan. Ulaman Da Amar Adra B'Keren Adif Shkavanos Alahazik, Afilu Keren Name Asya. In other words, so we have two deos in the Gemara as to whether, had we had two Avos Nezikin mentioned in the Torah, Bor and one other, certainly we could learn out from that combination, Shein and Regel and Eish and Adam. The question is, could we have learned out Keren? We have two deos. Maybe yes, maybe no. What are these two deos? Here we have a machlokes rishonim on Daf Hei Amud Beis that I'd like to get involved with you. But first, simply technically, what does it mean to say makuhu shekein mu'adin mitchilasan? What does the phrase mu'adin mitchilasan mean in the context of this Gemara? What are the two options? What it could mean? Yes.
On the first offense, they're called mu'ad versus.
But what does it mean to be called mu'ad on the first, on the first instance?
Either you pay nezek shalim.
Right. One possibility is that the, you know, it's malakulam that you pay nezek shalim from the beginning, or.
Or it's their derech
from the beginning. It's a character, right? Tosas alatar points out ein lefarish. Doesn't mean malakulam shemeshalim nezek shalim. We wouldn't have learned out Karen, because had Karen not been written, we would have learned out Karen. We would have learned out Karen that you're chayev nezek shalim. What the Gemara is pointing out, malakulam shemoda mitchilasan, all of them have a certain derech, and Karen would be the exception because it doesn't have that derech. Okay. So the question is, who are these two manda amrim within the Gemara? And so here we have a Rabbeinu Tam that we saw earlier. And of Beis Amud Beis, and but Rabbeinu Tam says what he wants to over here as well, without really needing to return to Daf Beis Amud Beis. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? These two man de amrim, one that says that we could not have learned out Karen because Karen is not muad mitchilaso, and the other one that says adaraba, we certainly would have learned out Karen because Karen adifa. Who are these two mandamrim according to Rabbeinu Tam? That they are the two mandamrim adaf tes vav amud aleph, whether palga niska knasa or palga niska mamona. If palga niska knasa, what does that tell us about the shore? That it is becheskas shimur kayame. That a shor basically is a tame animal. It's not darko lahazik. And that is the first mandamer over here. Malakulan shekemu adin mitchilasan, as Noach pointed out. Okay. As Dov pointed out, it's only Noach in English, not in Hebrew. Okay. As Dov pointed out, the Karen, the Palga Niska, Knasa means that it is not muad mitchilaso, it's basically tame, beteva. It's not similar to Shein and Regel and Eish and Bor. Masha'en Kain, if we hold Palganiska Mamona, then Stam Shvarim, Lav Becheska Shimur Kayame, then in their teva they are really similar to Shein Veregel, the Darkon Lahazik, and that's the Karen Adifa. Not only the Darko Lahazik, but it's even Kavanasa Lahazik. Namely, if we say that all the other avos mazikin are chayev kal vachomer, this will be chayev. What are the internal problems with this approach of Rabbeinu Tam? Firstly, simply a technical one. Who is the one who raises the issue in our sugya? Which amora? Rava. Who is the machlokis where the palga niska mamon or palga niska knasa? It's not really fair that you don't know Gemara by heart, but it's Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bereder of Yeshua who were Talmidim of Rava. It's a little hard to say that Rava is setting up the two sides in a machlokas that didn't yet exist, Lechora, when he was, maybe yes, maybe no. Okay, but more, in other words, more basically, even according to the Man D'Amar, Palga Niska Mamona, is this really Darko Lahazik like Shein, Regel, Bor, and Esh? Can you bring me a raya that it's not? What does the Gemara say? Palga Niska Mamona. In other words, Stam Shvarim, Lav Becheska Shim or Kayim, eh? How does Gemara continue? Aval? Rachmana hu dechas alay. In other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was chas on this individual, he should only pay chatzi nezek. Why was the Rabbana chas alay in terms of Keren and not in terms of Bor and Eish and Shein and Regel? What do you mean Rabbana Rachmana chas alay? This is simply a Kadosh Baruch Hu arbitrarily had pity on him.
Certain halachos are more favor animal owners.
But we're doing the same animal owner. It's a question of what the animal is doing, right? In other words, we're saying that over here, l'chora, what we're saying, as I understand it, is that clearly, according to both Man D'Amrim, whether you hold Palga Niska Mamona or whether you hold Palga Niska Knasa, the sikuyim, the percentages, the chance that this animal is going to cause damage, let's say, if in Shein, Regel, Bor, etc., the chance is 70%, by Keren, the chance would be 15%. What is the machlokas, however?
Whether that's considered.
Whether you're responsible to watch that 15%. So one daya says you're not responsible to watch it, Palga Niska Knasa. The other one says Palga Niska Mamona, you are responsible, but Rachmona Chasale, Kasov Kol Sof, it's only 15%, it's not 70%. Namely, that L'chora, there remains a tremendous distinction between Keren, even if Palga Niska Mamona, and all the others that are dark on Lahazik. Namely, we're saying that it's over the limit that you have to watch. But clearly it's unique, and that's why Rachmana Chasaleh. So to link our question as to whether you can learn out Kered from the other Mazikin, that according, if you hold Palga Niska Mamona, then Kalva Chomer, you should be able to learn out Keren, L'chora is a little difficult. It's because Keren never turns into, again, according to Ben Otam, it does, but Pashtus of the Sugya, in Palga Niska Mamona, Palga Niska Knasa, and Rachmana Chasaleh, is that it never turns into Darko Lahazik. So the question is, well, then what's the alternative? What's the alternative for the two sides? Okay, so Rashi. We want to take Rashi. So the first side, that you cannot learn out Keren, is because of Daf Tesvav. Either Keren is Palga Niska Knasa, or even if it's Palga Niska Mamona, Rachmana Chasale, namely, that Keren is not as much Darko Lahazik as the other Mazikin. That's the first side, right? The others are muad and mitchilasan, and Keren is not muad mitchilasan. Even if Palga Niska Mamona, it's still not muad mitchilasan. It's not Darko Lahazik. It's not muad mitchilasan. The other side, Rashi says, I don't know where it is, but what do we? Did you look in the Ravid and in the Gra and in Nachas David? What do all of they say that we have the source? We already seen it. Look, right, that if you look in the Gra on the side on which Rashi says Lo Yedana Nira Be'enai Hu Badaf, that my edition here says Daf Hakoden. There's another edition that says Hu Besof Daf Gimel. Okay, and in other words, if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes in the Ravid Ha Taritzna Le'el Darav Yehuda Ko'amar, and the Nachas David says this is what the Gra was speaking about. As well, what did we see in Rav Yehuda? Let's just go back a minute to Daf Gimel, Amud Beis on the bottom. Rav Yehuda, Tana Shar Lekarno Umave Lushino. Again, we were dealing with trying to learn the Mishnah according to Shmuel. So, how, in other words, what is the if Mave is Shein, what is Shor? So Shor is Keren. V'hochi Kamar. Lo ri'i ha-keren she'ein ha-no'a le-hezeko, k'ri ha-shein she'yesh ha-no'a le-hezeko. V'lo ri'i ha-shein she'ein kavanoso le-hazik, k'ri ha-keren she'kavanoso le-hazik. According to the Ravid, we learned this sugya already. In other words, which of these hava minas is a real hava mina? real, in other words, which comparison between Shane and Karen is a real, is a real comparison? Right, that we're saying that even though Shane would be more frequent in terms of the percentages of damage, Shane would be a 70% and Karen would only be a 15%. But when that 15% occurs, when that occurs, then we have Kavanasa Lahazik as opposed to Shane, which is Yeshana Lahazekon. What's the difference between Kavanasa Lahazik and Yeshana Lahazekon? Why would you think if you had Karen, you wouldn't be able to learn out Shane? Because Kavanasa Lahazik implies what kind of an act is this? It's an act of nezek. It's an act of nezek. It's an act of damage. Mashain kein shein. It's an act of eating. It's a neutral act. It's a neutral act that causes damage. Right? That's the Yeshano Lehezekon. And it was that we pointed out that according to Rav Yehuda, in other words, if we would have had Karen in the Mishnah, Kal Vachomer, we would have known. I'm sorry, if we would have had Shane in the Mishnah, Kal Vachomer, we would have known Karen. If you're chayev for a neutral act that causes damage, Kal Vachomer, you'd be chayev for a Maisa Nezek that causes damage. What then would be these two deos in the Gemara? So the first deos says Karen is not Muad Mitchilaso. The second deya says, Adraba, Karen Adifa de Kavanasa Lahazik. What issue are they arguing on? In other words, everyone agrees that Karen is less frequent. Everyone agrees that Karen is more of a Maisa Nezek. And what over here, when we want to make the comparison, what criteria are we using? The first side of the Gemara. Malakul Shekemu Adam Mitchilasan, as opposed to Karen, namely that what criteria are we going to use in terms of building our chiyuv mazik? When would you pay? When would this case be actionable? Well, we said up to now. In other words, that if you have the quantity of percentages, if you're dealing with something which is a 70% that's going to cause damage, and something else which is 15%, we couldn't learn out the 15% from the 70%. On the other hand, in other words, Adarabba, forget about percentages when you have these two acts of damage, right? And we say that you're chayev on a neutral act, Kal Vachomer, you would be chayev on an act of damage. Namely, to bring in that which Rav Yehuda said on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, as the source of the Adarabba. That's what the Gra does, that's what the Raiva does, that's what the Nachas David does. Why does the Rashi say, Lo Yadana, Lo Is Parish Behedya? I mean, Rashi knew this. Rashi went to the Gemara in the Gimel Amid Beis.
It's not a real Shita.
Ah, exactly. This is Rashi Lishita, so we spoke about then. Rashi, all this Gemara of Yehuda is just a rhetorical question. It's all going to be rejected. None of it is going to remain within the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda was saying, you're going to come to a point of absurdity. It's going to collapse. Right? But he never meant it as a Shita. But we saw that Tosfos understood that both sides of Rav Yehuda were really real. And the Rebbe understood that one side of Rav Yehuda was really real. So if something is really real, then you can use it as a source. So we have over here then, Achora, two ways of understanding these two deos in the Gemara as to whether you can or cannot learn out Karen from the other Mazikin. Within the Rabbeinu Tam, it's a question as to whether we view an animal regarding its goring as being tame or as being wild. Masha Enkein, according to the Ravid and the Gra and Nachas David, clearly we're dealing with an animal which is tamer than the other Mazikin. The question is as to whether that is the criteria, what are the percentages that there's going to be damage, that's the first daya, or do we look at it that Karen is really the ultimate Maisa Nezek? It's done for the purpose of damage, and it's a Maisa Nezek. Masha Enkein, the other Mazikin, either they're not a maisa, like boar, it's passive, or it's not a total maisa, like eish, or it's not a maisa nezek. It's a maisa, but it's a normal act of teva. It's just an act of being nehene, it's just an act of walking, etc. Okay, that's what we have over here. Then the Gemara says, okay, so if, why then? If the Torah could have just given us boor and one other av mazik, we would have been able to learn out all the other mazikin. Why then were they all written? Elulamai hilchasa kasvinu rachmana lehilchosehen. To teach us all of the exceptions to the rules. The exception in terms of Karen, Chalik ben Tam Remuad, Shein Veregel, Potrem Shusarabim, Bor, Pater Kalim, or to Pater Adam, and Eish to Pater Tamun. And what does it say about Adam? What's the unique halacha of Adam? L'chayevo ba'arba dvarim. Does this have anything to do with the price of tea in China? That Adam is chayev arba dvarim? Where is that relevant? Which perek of Baba Kama is it relevant that Adam is chayev arba dvarim? Perek HaChovel. When we have Adam, the Azik Adam. What's arba b'sizikim talking about? Adam the Azik Shor. Hilchos niske mamam. In other words, why would the fact that when a person punches someone else in the nose, so he's chayav nezek tzar ripui sheves and boshes, that's why it was written in the Torah that when he's mazik ashur, he's chayav. When he's mazik ashur, he's chayav karen. That you could have learned out from bor and shame, from bor and esh. That if a person is mazik an animal, just like a boar is chayev, just like Shein is chayev, so also an Adam is chayev. What does this l'chayevo arba dvarim have to do with anything? Who asks this question? The Ravid. The Ravid asks, right, I quoted it for you. Again, I'm sorry for photostatting from the Shita, but that's the only thing that I can photostat from. Adam l'chayevo ba'arba dvarim, kasheli tenach Adam da'azik Adam, Adam da'azik shor, the Hainu Nefesh Behema Yishalmena Glamali. And where's the Gemara is asking, if I already have the Psukim in Mishpatim, I have Bor and Shein, why do I need the Pasuk in Emor? So how did we answer it by saying that Adam is Chayev Ba'arba Dvarim? What does that have to do anything with the world of Adam, the Azik Shor? Nefesh Behema Yishalmena Glamali. That we could learn out from Bor and Shein. So the Ravid suggests, Ika lemeimar, hahu itzterich l'aku shelei, ki yiten mum, ma maka behema l'tashlumen, af maka adam l'tashlumen, v'hochi isa v'pera kachovel. What is the answer of the Ravid? How should we read the Gemara? Adam lechayevo ba'arba dvarim. I need the pasuk of make behema yishalmena to teach us that Adam is chayev ba'arba dvarim. Can you put the? Can you connect the dots? What does the Torah say about Adam, hachovel Adam? In Parshas Emor, what's the sequence of the psukim? Right, we have over there the parsha of the Megadef, and after the parsha of the Megadef, the Torah goes to give us the responsibilities of an individual klape other individuals and klape animals. The Torah says as follows: Ish ki yite mum ba'amiso kasher asa kenye yoselo shever tachas shever ayin tachas ayin shein tachas shein kasher yitein mum ba'adam ken yinasen bo. Then the pasuk continues: Makei behema yishalmena makei adam yumat. So our question was: we want to know why didn't this pasuk makei behema yishalmena? We know that you're chayev on boar. We know that you're chayev on shein. From boar and shein, we would know that Adam, who is makeh behema, yishalmena. Why need this pasuk?
That you're only chayev on dvarim in the case of Adam, but not in the case of Adam.
No, no, sharper, sharper, sharper. No, in other words, if we would not have had the pasuk makei behemayesh shalmena, how would we have learned shever tachas shever, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, kasher yitain mumba adam ken yinasein bo? Okay, so I'm sorry. I thought we'll move to Perek Hachovel. Okay, look on daf I pay. Pei Beis Amid Beis. Pei Gim Amid Beis. Beginning of Perek Hachovel. Mishnah Paskin. Tachovel b'chaveru chayav alav chamisha dvarim. Nezek tzar ripui sheves boshes. Gemara asks, Amai, ayin tachas ayin amarachmana, ema ayin mamash. So Gemara says, lo sakadaita. The Tanya, yochol simi eseno masami eseno, Kita es yodam akatei es rago, shibe es rago, besherbe es rago, Talmud lomar, makei adam u makei behema. Ma makei behema l'tashlumin, af makei adam l'tashlumin. And then we have a whole sugya of drushas. But the first drusha, how do we know that mamon, ayin tachasai means mamon? Because the next pasuk says, makei behema yeshalmena. Umakei adam yumat, because we have a hekesh between Adam and Behema. So now go back to our Gemara. When the Gemara asks, why do we need the pasuk makei Behema yishamena? Couldn't we have learned it out from Bor and Shein? What's the answer? L'chayev adam ba'arba dvarim, as opposed to mamash. Right. That's what the writer is saying over here. Namely, that this pasuk is needed to teach us the halacha that when you punch someone in the nose, we don't break your nose. We make you pay money. Just to read the right of it again. Hahu itzrich akushe be ki yitein mum. Ma makei behemel letashlumen, af makei adam letashlumen. It was the whole din of arba dvarim, the whole principle you pay, nezek, tzar, ripui, sheves, and boshes, is learned as opposed to ayin takas ayin mamash, is learned out from this hekesh. So we couldn't have done without this pasuk. This pasuk is needed to teach us a din within Chovel. Okay, it's certainly a way of learning the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara said, isn't this pasuk extraneous? We could have learned it out from Bor and Shein. The Gemara says, no, we need it to teach us the din of Arba Dvarim. That when a person is chovel another person, he pays money. But the Meshech Chachma has, a sharper diuk to explain the Gemara. Meshech Chachma over there, Meshech Chachma is, as we saw, always interested in Omek HaPshat. So part of the Omek HaPshat is, what is this parsha over here of Chovel and Makei Behema doing in Parshas Emor? I mean, this is Mishpatim. All the other psukim are found in Parshas Mishpatim. What is it doing over here? So the Meshech Chachma says it comes to teach us something about the previous parsha, which was dealing with Vayetze Ish, Vayetze Ben Isha, right? Yisraelis Vahu Ben Ish Mitzri, right? B'toch HaMachane. That we're dealing with the Megadev whose father was a Goy, and before Matan Torah, the status of an individual would go after his father. And then the question was, where would he be within the Machne Yisrael? And he was told, we're sorry, you don't have a status of any of the Shvatim. You don't belong to your mother's Shevet, and your father doesn't have a Shevet, etc. So it comes on Meshech Chachma and says, Makei, Nefesh Behema Yishalmena, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, Nireh. Hodelo Kasvei Krabi Mishpatim. What is this parsha doing here? Mishum Dekan Mairi Afilu B'shel Akum. We're speaking about harming a Goy or a Goy's property. L'chein, osi shapir, deloksiv makei adam mos yumas, rak yumat. What's the halacha if a person kills a Jew? Death penalty. Person kills a Goy? Misa bidei shamayim. When you want to have a death penalty, then the Torah writes mos yumas. When you want to have an overall misa of midin shamayim, it says yumat. Over here it says, makei adam yumat. Matzano misa bidei shamayim, kamo harzor hakarev yumat. De meimit akum dino maser l'shamayim, v'yumat bidei shamayim. Okay, so now let's continue. If when we're dealing with killing a person, we're dealing with killing a goy, makei adam yumat, we're talking about killing a goy, what about makei behema yishalmena? What are we talking about? Killing, hurting an animal that belongs to a goy, right? Baze asi ashmua. In other words, so ubaze asi shapir ashmua de reish babakama. So now our gemara makes sense. Kul kishad is bor beinayhu asya el lamay lehilchosehen. Adam lechayev odalad dvar yipalei. Hello, Adam zazik shor lama kasaf kra. Deze asya mikulu. Al karchan dekra lechayev Adam de azik behema de akum. The beniske mamono shehizik et ha'akum patur. Were we to be dealing with Parshas Mishpatim, with Bor, Shein, Regel, Keren, Eish, if the damagee is a goy, there's no chiyuv bidei Adam. All of these, in other words, it says Re'ehu k'siv. Al zeh tzarech kra da'akum, shegufei imhizik es mamono da'akum da'chayav, l'chein lo ko'amar rak al kra da'mishpatim. In other words, we could not have learned out Adam da'azik shor of Parshas Emor from Parshas Mishpatim. So where do you see that in the Gemara? In other words, the Mashiach says, Bazeh Shapir, this Gemara. The Gemara says, Adam l'chayevo bedalad dvarim. What aspect of the Hekesh is he using over here? Just as Adam, who is Chovel Agoy, is Chayav Arba Dvarim, so also Adam, who is Chovel Behemas Goy, is Chayav Nezek. Namely, he's using the same Hekesh of Makei Behema Yishalbena, Makei Adam Yumat, just in the opposite direction of the Ravid. The Ravid is using it to teach us a halacha Legabe Chovel, that the Chovel doesn't pay Ayin Mamash, the Chovel pays money. The Meshech Chachma is using it to teach us a halacha in the world of Niske Mamon. Just as a person who kills a goy is chayav, so also a person who hurts a goy's property is chayav. In other words, the lechayav o arba dvarim is telling us that we have over here a hekesh between Adam da Azik Adam and Adam da Azik Shor. It goes in both ways. The Ravid takes it in one direction, the Meshech Chachma takes it in the opposite direction. Okay, so the Gemara now has explained why we need all of the psukim, except for we got to Eish. So he said, L'chayevo al tamun, l'ftor tamun ha-tamun. I, according to Rav Yehuda, mechayev al niske tamun la'asuye mai. In other words, according to Rav Yehuda, that there is no ptur of tamun by Eish, so why then could we not have learned out Eish from Bor and Shein? La'asuye lichacha niro v'sichsecha avanav. What is this? What halacha is being learnt out here that we could not have learned from the other mazikin? We have machlokes over here between Rashi and Tosfos. What does Rashi say? Lasui lichacha niro, shem lichacha ha'esh harishaso shel chaveiro. O sichsecha avanav, that the fire damaged the earth, that, you know, it's going to have to be replowed, or it damaged the stones, chayav, ba'avanim shayach lashon sichsech, shel nisrefu legamrei, ela nichsachsecha v'nidbeko ha'esh bahen, v'sichsecha ma'at. Namely, that we're dealing over here with a pegam in the stone, as opposed to the stone being destroyed by the fire. The stone was damaged by the fire. What's the chiddush? Lahachi kasav eish lechayevo bahani, the nafgon lehasam. The Gemara learns the makar that for this chiyuv later on in Daf Lamed me o hasada. Because we could not have learned this out from Bor and Shein, or Bor and Keren, or Bor and Regel. Why not? How did Rashi understand the chiddush of lichacha niro v'sichsecha be'enav, be'avanav? Rashi says, no. That these are items that ain ro'ila, that these are items that the Eish, we normally do not view Eish as damaging a Sada or as damaging Avanim, and we could not have learned this out from the other Mazikin where you're only Chayev on Masha Ro'ila. Where do we see that the other Mazikin are only Chayev on Masha Ro'ila? About things coming up. I know I asked you about a Mishnah Achovel because I assume you have a Mishnah Achovel you do. But this is a Rashi on Daf Hei Amud Beis. What does Rashi say on Daf Hei Amud Beis? Where does Rashi on Daf Hei Amud Beis bring in the words Ro'ila?
Shape. Shape is more disloyal.
Excellent. In other words, Rashi speaks about the fact Shekein Mu'edes. I'm sorry. Eish Tochiach. Maga Eisha came who edit Lechol, Ben Ha Roila, Ben Ha Eno Roila, Kagon Eitzim, Kalim, Vaavanim, Tomar Beshain, Shein who edit El Ladover Ha Roila, Bor Yochiach, Shein Amuad, El Ladover Ha Roila, Dover Shein O Roila Mahu. In words, that where, in words, Shein is clear, it's Dover Ha Roila. Where do we see that Bor is also Dover Ha Roila? What's Eno Roi for a Bor? Kadim and Rashi. Ein Roi Lo Mai Nihu. Adam, Dirsiv, and Nafal Shama, Shor, O Chamor, Shor Velo Adam, Chamor Velo Kalim. That Adam and Kalim are Davar Sheino Roila. So according to Rashi, this is the Hemshech of Rashi. Namely, that the Gemara in the Bameh Hatzad understood that we could only learn out from Bor and another Mazik that which is Ro'i. Eish we could not have learned out because the Chiddush is that an Eish Yerchayev even on Davar Sheino Roi. Yes? Yes? It's an excellent question. In other words, but the moment that we have bor as one of the two ingredients, we're safe. Bor is only for ro'ila. So no matter what you're going to add to bor, we're going to limit it to a situation of ro'ila. Okay? It's a good he'ara. Okay. Tosos, however, not over here on Daf Vav, but Tosos on Daf Yud. How did he learn lichlecha? Gabe dosh ben niro pirish rashi mashen kein bor de lo shaykh be hezek karka mash ma khina mi rotsel farish kein mashen kein be bor de lo shaykh be hezek nir va avanim ve kosher le perusho im kein ha yachol hasker kama ze kon shei shos be dover ha kavu she sarif beso u shard ma kavuim ela yeshlam a rikh kha niro de khayef afa pi shein regilut she tazik eish nir va avanim klal mashen kein bor de pachos miyud Pater mi misa, kevon dein regilus lohamis, the pachos mi yud. Namely, according to Tosfos, what over here is the chiddush? Not the eino roi in terms of the cheftza of the nizak, but what level of distinction? What's the chiddush of eish that you're chayev even on lichacha nira v'sichcha avanav? He says, "Yeshlam alichcha niro dechayev afal pi she'en regilut shetazik eish nir va'avanim klal," as opposed to bor etc. The moment that it would be eno rogil, you'd be potter. In other words, that the chiddush of eish is that you're chayev even in a case of eino rogil. In other words, that the chiddush is not in the realm of the cheftza hanizak, like Rashi said. The chiddush is in terms of how do we define a maisa nezek? That in the world of nezikin, that which is eno shriach is onus rachmana patre. In other words, the Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect you to be responsible for things that are enam shrichim. The uniqueness of Adam, as Mickey pointed out, is that Adam, yes, but to learn out from bor and another. No, that's why a bor pachos miyud, in which a person dies, it's the bottom line is he died from the bor, but it's eno shchiach. that a person would die from such a boar, and therefore you're patur. Ma'ashen ken ovi, this is what's saying, it's not defined as a ma'isa nezek. It's an onus. Ma'ashen ken, in the world of esh, even that which is eno shchiach is considered to be part of the ma'isa nezek. Okay, so we have over here then a very basic machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos as to what is the uniqueness of Aish, yes?
I don't know if it makes difference, but isn't the pshat by boar that we determined that it wasn't the boar that killed him because the fact that a boar test is not, I think it's not a bar ketalah. So in other words, it's true that he died, but there must have been some external factor that caused him to die in such a case because it's not.
So that's the way we would have understood without this Tosfos. Without this Tosfos. And when the Tosfos over here points out, the boar pachos miyud, pater mimisa, kevan. So it's kevan, she'en regilus lahamis pachos miyud. That's, in other words, you're 100% correct. This is a tremendous chiddush of this Tosfos. I'm not mistaken, Tosfos is building it on a Gemara later on. In Perek Shorsh Nagah. No, it's his understanding of the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about the Lesle Chabata, Lesle Havla. In other words, later on, he understands. Lesle doesn't mean that there isn't. It means that the amount of Hevel or the amount of Chabata normally would not kill a person. And this person, you know, that's where he learns the Gemara over there. Okay, we'll stop over here. Yes?
The difference between Rashi and Tosfos?
Yes?
Is that Rashi's on the actual item being normal or not?
Rashi distinguishes, and always says that Aish, the realm of items that Aish is chayev on goes beyond the realm of items that other mazikim are chayev on. Other mazikim are chayev on items that are roi lehem. Aish is chayev even on items that are not roi lehem. That's the, in other words, that's the broadness. Masha'enken, according to Tosfos, we're not talking about the realm of items, but rather the spectrum of shchiach of how often, in other words, you're only chayv and other mazikim on mice and nezek that occur often, and then on that's defined as a negligent act for which you are responsible, but something that would be lo shchiach, something that would be weird, something that would be, you know, where it's a strange coincidence of events, and that would be pater. Ma'ashen kein eish, we're broadening our definition even to that which is lo shchiach, even to that which is unusual. Okay, it's a different realm. Okay, b'liner, the next time, I'd like to learn daf vav amud aleph. We'll take it stage by stage. And the Gemara is going to speak about hybrids. We dealt with this a little bit back on Daf Beis Amud Beis, on Daf Gimel, dealt with it twice. We dealt with it back on Daf Beis Amud Beis to a certain degree, but basically in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Tosfos Mishora Lamadnu. On that Tosfos, we dealt with the issue of hybrids. Over there, we dealt with a hybrid of boar and shor, boar and keren, and here we deal with other hybrids of boar and eish, so basically to learn the Gemara with Rashi, with the Tosfos, and also we'll see the Ravid, and there'll be other small things, but basically to try, and we'll take it section by section, the section that deals with Avdon Sikinu Maso'o, and then the Bor HaMisgalgel, and then if we get to it, we'll also deal with the Poskin Biboseim. So I'll give you the Mara Makama, so basically we'll just try and learn the Amud as Rashi and Tosfos and the Ravid learn the Amud. Okay?